The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news that Brady knows. Before that, though, I got a lot of emails here. It says, congratulations on your weight loss, Toledo. I bet you look great. I mean, I'll assume it. I'll never know. Signed, Toledo's dad. This one said, I know how losing how great losing weight feels. 53 years ago, I dropped 9 pounds, and I still remember it like it was yesterday. Best day of my life.
8 pounds, Toledo's four ounces. 8 pounds, 4 ounces.
And then the next one, which was the best one, my favorite. Because it's just between me and Scott Haynes, by the way. These are the only two people doing this. He said, yeah. He said, 9 pounds was just his head, and that was great. I also, a few years later, lost 110 pounds thanks to Montana bus transit system. That's for those who forgot.
Little Jeremy.
Toledo's little Jeremy got run over by a bus. Toledo's dad got rid of two of them. And I just told Scott, I'm like, you remember everything. It was pretty hilarious. So congratulations on your weight loss. People are like, you sit across from the whole time, you haven't even noticed? I'm like, I did notice. What did I just do?
You called it out. Women? There's something different about you.
Yeah,
like,
I just told him. He looks clean. He looks clean. He looks good. He's walking tall. He's looking sharp. Wearing clothes I haven't seen in a long time. Clean clothes. Yeah. It doesn't feel like a grape, like he said, and it's time to acknowledge that. Well done, Mr. Toledo. What's the goal weight? You got more to go?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
I want to get back to where we were when we were boxing.
No kidding.
When we were boxing, I was like 204. That's the lowest I've been since
high
school.
Where are you now?
221.
You were 200 pounds in high school? You're a big high school kid.
No, I was under 200 pounds in high school. I haven't been there since.
Oh, okay. I see. Gotcha. There you go. Well, good on you. And you got how many? We got 20-something to go?
I'd like to. At least another 15 would be nice.
There you go.
We'll see where we're at then.
Well, you're on the right track. Soon you'll be wearing your son's clothes.
Oh. No, you'd have to gain weight for those 40s giant, and stuff like that.
Giant, massive clothes that your son wears. Yeah. No one understands. Rail skinny and just still there. Anyway, there you go. Well, good for you. I'm proud of you, Toledo. Now it's off to Brady. Sorry about
that. On my way.
To what? Toledo's house to get his big clothes?
Lunch after the show.
I got you. Oh, my goodness. I just realized that. Hey, Brady.
Wingsday!
It's Wingsday at Hooters, $16.99 per person for all-you-can-eat wings at Hooters, plus grab a Bud Light draft on special and then shout it out. Thanks, Hooters and Bud Light, for bringing us this Brady Report. Brady Report it.
Good Wingsday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Donald Duck Day.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Let me put that in my calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to forget next year.
No, you got to. It's always June 9th. 6-9 is always a good duck day. And it's also your fake anniversary, sort of. Your big
Brady's big fat wedding.
KUPD wedding that we had for your big fat wedding on June 9th. The 6-9. All right. How long ago was that?
06.
Good Christ, man. Liver spots. We're old. Sorry.
Happy got a couple of baseless fun facts.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we did this one, but the word for one piece of ravioli? Raviolo.
Raviolo.
No, yeah. I didn't know that one.
No Italian knows the last vowel. You guys skip them all.
That's true.
What's ravioli?
What do you mean? What's
you say ravioli?
Yeah, no, I say ravioli.
You say, why do you do with something?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't.
God bless.
But I think it's short enough because, you know, prosciutto, you got to just.
Prosciutto.
No.
You're taking one letter off.
Why do you think way back in the day when you guys started yelling at me about the 24 letters in the alphabet?
That's
see,
true.
There you go.
You killed a few. That's a good point. It's a good point. What about like marinara?
Gravy.
That's just gravy.
Gravy. Yeah. You don't even say it.
Yeah, mozzarella.
Yeah.
Mozzarella.
Yeah,
you don't go mozzarella.
Capricola, that's the easy one. They never go anywhere, but Capricola is straight across,
R in
right?
There?
You can go Capricola.
Is it Capricola or Capricorna?
Capicola.
Is it Capricola?
Yeah, that's what I believe.
What do you call it?
I just call it Capricola.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
I thought you had a
just blurted it out there.
Capricola.
Yeah.
What's the one that just is half? We were talking about it the other day. Like you just, it's just cheese. Or maybe it's a
Parm,
meat. No. It's something else. It's something nothing.
I know. Me and Brett were talking about it. I can't remember.
Yeah, you guys had it. I was just like, I just don't understand. But ravioli, still just ravioli. Not raviol. Gabagool.
Not that the original version of The Exorcist needed to be any scarier, but it turned out one of the actors from it was a real-life serial killer.
Oh.
The guy who played a surgeon's assistant was later convicted of killing six men.
Really? One of the guys in Regan's room? That was doing the surgery when they put her in the hospital?
Yeah, played the surgeon's assistant. So I'm not sure.
Because they had her in that hospital and they put her in that old school CAT scan.
That's right.
That's the scariest part of the movie. That's what they used to do to get you to find a CT scans where those giant orbiting kick, kink. The noise was deafening.
Isn't that where she jumps out and tells everybody to go F themselves and everything else like that?
I don't know if she does it there. She does it. She only does that at home.
Oh, is
she
okay.
Ever does that in the hospital.
Levitates.
You such a good movie.
Starting to sing it right when you said it.
Oh no,
DG.
You could fit every single.
You can't not. I got to do the whole thing in my head. I can't hear a word you said.
You could fit every single planet between the Earth and the Moon, and still have 5,000 miles to spare.
Really?
Wow. What? Really?
All the planets? Well, they're just dots.
Yeah, but I thought Jupiter and Saturn were giant.
But I don't know that they're.
They'd fit between, along with all the other ones. They'd fit between it.
They say, well, yeah, and still have 5,000 miles in between, so you still have the gap of basically the United States plus some ocean.
Yeah.
They'd be bunched in there pretty tight.
5,000 miles to spare.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It seems like a lot, but when you're talking about that distance, all things relative.
240,000 miles away.
Yeah.
It's pretty far. I'm not walking.
That's a good piece.
Toledo?
That's a good piece.
Would you ever do that?
It's a good click.
240,000 miles?
Turn around? Absolutely.
Toledo's car has 240,000 miles on it the first year he owns it. We're all driving like 12 to 15. He's like, I put about 240 on mine. Oh, man, that's really good. 240,000. The man drives everywhere.
The sun is only 92 million miles away.
Only? Heck, that's a summer for you. It's a good U-turn. Are you doing a big American U-turn again? Where are you going?
It's the last time.
Why?
Same trip
to
we've always done.
Big Sky Country.
Why is it the last time?
Well,
you're counting her out?
Chris is going to be a senior next year, and so he's going to be on to Northern Arizona.
So this is it? The last time
the last
family
one has the whole family.
Does this horrific, horrific summer vacation drive to Montana and then turns right around and comes back.
Renting a family truckster this year.
You're doing that
travel
again.
Trailer.
Oh, you're all going to poop together. Yuck.
No. RV parks and
no,
once we get
you're all going to poop together. The teenagers are going to stink that
no
thing
No pooping.
Up.
No pooping in it.
Is it a fifth wheel? Are you dragging it or are you
no,
driving?
Not a fifth wheel. It's a trailer. Yeah, it is a trailer, but not a fifth wheel.
Does it have a toilet?
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be repulsive. The stories are going to be never-ending awful. Four adults, essentially, in one 8x12 box that you're all
going
to share.
Oh, he's going big.
Oh, and the farting?
He's going about 22, 30-footer. What are you doing?
Oh, you're not doing
22. That. Can't pull a 30-footer with mine. You're a little out of your league there, Brady.
All of you are sleeping in that together?
Yep.
You're just farting and pooping all over each other. Get a room, for God's sakes. Love your family. What is it, $6 for a Motel 6? That's
no. Lander's all sold out. People are COVID-free.
Yeah, they're moving. 22-footer. It doesn't look. Brady's very interested.
Yeah, he is.
You know what? It's the model 2100 BH for butthole, because that's what it's going to smell like. It's just three dudes. Poor Lisa. She's going to die in that thing. She's got to sit to pee, and all you...
Literally.
Oh, miserable. Miserable.
There's like, honestly, there's going to be like 4 nights we spend in it.
Too many. One is too many. 4 is murder. Somebody's getting murdered. This is the worst of the Great American U-turns because he's housing them.
Nah.
He's dragging a prison cell.
All good.
Him.
Put a tent in there. Put the boys in a tent.
Put the rule up. No pooping inside the thing.
Oh, it's already
poop,
been laid
you
down.
Go
already been laid down
somewhere
yeah.
else. Oh, gross. Well, enjoy that. And it's 2 days on the road to Montana. Then you take the big American family dump at your mom's house.
Stopping in Lander, Wyoming first.
Oh, for her family.
For the big,
what's
yep,
in there?
For her family.
Yeah.
And the big 4th of July celebration. They blow up the whole town. And then we go to my mom's. in Montana, up through Yellowstone Park.
That's got to be cool.
You know what would be awesome?
That part of the drive.
See, Brett?
That part of the drive, yeah.
Is if on 4th of July on your Ring camera, there's just a guy.
Richard?
Where'd he go?
Richard? Is anybody home?
The one time.
Turns out you're up in Montana. Your dad decided this is the day.
He's not here. It wasn't meant to be.
Tries to find you.
I found a lot of gold, and I wanted to give it to you in the will, but if you're not home.
Asshole!
Anyway. Richard? No? We'll give it to the neighbor.
The New York Times released a little online article, briefly. The sub-headline read...
Released it briefly?
Yeah, because they took it down. Right back. They took it down because they were like, oh, this isn't accurate, and they were saying it was a test.
Okay.
But the sub-headline read, authorities say rise of fruit aliens is to blame for glut of outer space watermelons. The rest of the article consisted of only a couple of bizarre sentences, like the FBI declined to comment on reports of watermelons raining down, but confirmed that kiwis have been intercepted.
From space?
Yeah.
This was an FBI letter?
Watermelons on Mars. They've been, and then they found out this article is not accurate.
Oh, I see what they were doing.
They said they were testing it out.
What were they
website.
Doing? I'm
I
lost.
Know what they were doing. What?
It was written by Joe Schmo.
They were making joke emails, and one got loose, or letters, and somebody's going to get in trouble for that. Because somewhere along the lines, they're saying, hey, if we say there's on Mars, there's watermelons. There's another one in there that's 10 times worse. They just haven't gotten to that one. I guarantee you it's some racist,
I want to
weird
see that
stuff.
Email.
I do too. But it's some racist, weird stuff. And that one got loose. And the other one that's in there, if we do that, maybe everybody would move to Mars. It's some sort of purification joke. Oh, these guys are going down and in a big way. That wasn't an accident. Somebody's mad and sort of quietly ratted it out. Because why else would that get publicized? Somebody's trying to get somebody in trouble.
You know how there's been more states jumping in on the lottery if you get vaccinated?
Sure.
Did you know we had the Joints for Jabs program going on?
No.
In Arizona?
The Mint Dispensary partnered with a medical group, and you get... They have an on-site vaccination station in three Phoenix areas.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
Huh, I haven't seen it yet.
And if you get, you have to be over 21, but if you get your vaccination, you receive a free pre-rolled joint or an edible cannabis gummy.
They should make that retroactive.
Oh, I did see
I'll
the gummies.
Yeah, they're going to
see that.
One.
And all
the Wheaties were
just
lined
for
up.
Here, but yeah. Washington State has just
done
put their
same
hat
thing.
In the ring. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is a great idea to get the lazy Wheaties off. They're like, all right, let's go. Let's go. It's free.
Get some free weed.
Yeah.
Man. Put the nanobots in me.
It's a good idea.
I got nanobots in me, man.
They believe they have nanobots in them anyway.
Yeah.
They're high as a kite.
They can put down a PlayStation controller, go get their free weed,
Five
and
seconds.
Come back.
Got a free Grateful Dave over there, man. All I do is shoot government nanobots in my body.
Nanobots haven't taken over yet, by the way. Still waiting.
Yeah.
I'd like
to. They all got to be timed, John.
Is it
they haven't
all
kicked
coordinated
in the program yet.
Oh,
yeah, got to wait until everybody's vaccinated.
Well, we'll see. Can't wait until we all become a zombie.
Once that last shot goes in the arm,
then
they all
is.
Activate.
We've got 70 million of them done. Turn on the nanobot machine.
Is this Independence Day?
Well, what's
big
it going
to
do? That's the thing. Like, if the government's in on it and the world is in on it, how many do we need before the people who didn't get the shots can still fight the nanobots? It doesn't make us better
point.
At fighting.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. I do know that. Because when they turn the nanobots on, all of a sudden we're all kung fu experts.
Well, it's not that.
Come on.
They'll just program you for other stuff. Like going in, making purchases somewhere. They can program
oh,
you.
That.
All your activities.
Should become a pawn for marketing. Yeah. Guess what?
Vote yes on this.
Already am. That's what my phone's doing.
I know.
Yesterday, Brett and I looked at bikes on we looked at Rocky Mountain bikes.
Yeah.
I don't remember talking about that and see just the pricing of a Rocky Mountain versus a couple other things. I was all day. Everything I was on my phone. And this was we looked on the computer here at work.
Yeah.
And all day on my phone, I'm just getting bike ads. I'm like, this is insane. You think you're not being tracked? You're crazy.
Someone called the police around 9 a.m. last Friday when they saw a man and a woman being naughty in a playground of Vero Beach, Florida. Mm. Turned out it was 52-year-old Sharon Finley and her 44-year-old companion, Jermaine Jackson.
Wait a minute. The Jermaine Jackson?
No, it's not.
He hasn't had anything going on for a few years.
I mean, I could see where you'd take a groupie out to a park.
They were inside that little slide, the tunnel, the love tunnel.
Yeah.
Getting it on.
All right.
When the cops asked them what they were up to, Sharon said they were making out, which was a big understatement.
Sharon believed that was the real Jermaine Jackson, too, by the way.
And then she threw down the YOLO.
Yeah, she...
You only live once.
Are you really Michael's brother?
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, we got to go over to this slide here, and we're going to have some sex. Michael loved playgrounds.
That's probably true. Why don't we just go back to your house?
Jermaine Jackson's not showing your ass where I live. Now, bend over that park swing. This lady believed that was Jermaine Jackson. She's a middle-aged white woman
who
grew up with the Jackson 5.
You're really Jermaine Jackson?
You haven't made another Jermaine Jackson? Come on now. Of course I am. See? Could anybody else do that?
Oh, man. Gosemi Sitole.
She was blowing what she thought was one of the Jackson 5 at a park. I guarantee you she thought that was him.
I thought it was the real one.
You just blew a stranger.
I couldn't get Tito, so I settled for Jermaine.
It's my crazy drug addict cousin used to pretend to be Tom Petty because he looked enough like him.
Did it work?
Yeah. Chicks fell
for it. Did he get laid for it?
He got a free airline ticket once.
What?
Still don't know how that happened. That was way before TSA.
Late for a gig.
It was in the 80s. And he just said, my bags aren't here. And then, I'll get you a ticket, Tom Petty. And some guy threw down cash and bought fake Tom Petty a ticket to Buffalo, New York, so he could drive over and see us. And he tells the story when he arrives at my grandparents. Says, hey, it was amazing. I didn't have any money. And I'm down there, and I think he was in Florida. And he's like, and I told these people I was Tom Petty. And they bought me a ticket.
That was his story. He blew the guy for the ticket.
Probably. Well, he blew plenty of people for drugs. Yeah. That wasn't. We knew that. Even as a kid, I'm like, he probably touches penises for.
The old Tom Petty thing worked again. Sure did.
He started to wear the hat. And like clubs and stuff. He looked enough like Tom Petty that he'd wear the thing. Chicks bought it all the time. He got blown as Tom Petty countless amounts of times. There are women out there who think that they gave it to Tom Petty and he gave it to my druggy cousin Marty.
So, Gosemi Sitole, 37-year-old woman from South Africa, she's currently the record holder. She just had 10 babies all at once. The record was 9 babies before that. They're going to verify that she did. They're showing pictures and everything.
They're going to verify.
I believe her. They got to verify that she had 10 babies all at once.
Ask them to say it again.
What's her last name again, Brady?
I'm saying Sitole.
It's Sithole.
Yeah.
But you're throwing an accent on it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Olé.
She's a brownie.
Yeah.
You're probably right. But I don't know how you went to Sithole when Sithole's staring you in the face.
I decided to. When did you become so much crap yesterday?
The international Brady Boat.
From Guy.
Yeah.
From Hua Lincoln Jr.
Gosami Tamara Sitole.
It was N guy.
I think her last name is Hole.
I got in trouble for calling her country that very same word.
Is that the word of the day today?
Yes, Sitole. We're going to just go with Brady's
Sitole.
Sithole is today's word.
You got 11
in
minutes.
10 minutes, 11 minutes before we get it started. Just get it ready. Sithole, because I even wrote it down to Brett. And I'm like, did Brady just say this? Sithole. Their last name's Sithole.
Jesus. I want to know the follow-up. Like, I want to hear the person's name pronounced on other.
Sithole. You're about as international as the House of Pancakes.
I'm totally international.
Sitole.
And he only did that because she's brown. He just said Sithole. If that was a picture of a white person, he'd have called her Mrs. Sithole. In a way, it's racist, but it's also great. Good word.
No way it's pronounced Sithole.
What about the first
from?
Name? Gosemi or?
It could be Gosemi.
Gosiame?
Gosiame Sithole.
Sitole.
I didn't even go for the middle name.
Shathid.
That's the easiest one. Tamara? Tamara is the easiest one.
Her name is Tamara Sithole.
It's Tamara.
I love these international stories.
I like when Brady tries to knock one out of the yard and we catch him, too. Like, there's no way her name is
It's Sitole.
Sitole.
I'll bet.
S-I-T-T-O-L-I.
No.
It's Sitole.
S-I-T.
I know. That's Sitole.
Oh.
She's Sithole. S-I-T-H-O-L-E.
But she's brown. You got to accent that.
I'll bet lunch on it.
Oh. How are you going to find out? Never bet lunch with Brady.
Well,
no, I would rather
she's
just...
South African, so any South African listeners, please tell us how to spell it. Or to pronounce it.
Sithole. I am from District 9. And I'm not betting lunch with you. I'll just we'll just bet money. $10,000.
Wait a minute.
Equivalent of Brady's lunch. Sithole. Yeah, I actually just wrote it down. Look, I wrote this for Brett, and I'm like,
is he just... This is my son, Sitole.
Hey, wait a minute. Your kid's name is Hole.
Here's a...
Oh, you've got...
There's a news report, but who knows if they're saying it right.
All right. Let's have a listen. See, Brett's found a... Hang on. Counter already.
Hang on. I think so. Let's see.
I hope they say shit.
What news agency?
This is Mirror.co.
No, it's okay. The Mirror. It's English. So they'll call it Sithole. But she's brown, so probably Sitole. You went accent. You had no idea, but it's Sithole.
Right. We're going to get an
I'm getting ready for a sensitivity training.
Yeah, we might have some Chicago to play there.
Oh, I got that ready.
Okay. Just in case it's Sithole. Because if it's Sithole and you went to Sitole.
Place your bets now, people.
Oh, man. You know, what's it going to be?
In your office.
I'm calling DraftKings right away. FanDuel Draft. I'm getting on all of them.
See, this is why we need them in the studio right now.
Oh, that's not it yet.
Damn, how many ads does the Mirror run?
I don't even know what the story is about.
It's an ad?
She had 10 babies.
Oh, that's the thing. Jesus. That's the story.
It is?
Oh, there's one.
Heureusement, au Kenya Massissette, on a trouvé 9. C'était 9 jumeaux qui sont pris en charge par les Nura.
I'm not getting anything out of
that. That's rich.
But he might still pronounce it.
Heureusement, malheureusement, au Kenya Massissette, on a trouvé 9. C'était 9 jumeaux qui sont pris en charge par les Nura. La réanimation néonatale, les pédiatres qui ont les couveuses de l'homme, qui ont le matériel de l'homme. Donc la plupart des bébés sont intubés, d'autres sont oxygène et tout ça. Mais le bébé, Adam, j'en chauffe le devenir.
We're all listening for Sithole.
Yeah. That's all we're listening
à la première vue, ils sont bien.
They didn't even mention her name.
They're very well. All babies are very well.
Probably because he was saying the same thing. I don't know how to pronounce this.
I'm not saying
that.
We need one in English. That would be preferable. New rule.
Well, the article's in English. I didn't know the video was in French.
Yeah, that is weird that the article... There she is. Is that Mrs. Sithole?
No, that's Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, I was going to say. 9 babies fell out of Mrs. Sithole, and she looks great. No excuse for all you chunks for dumping out one
there's
baby.
There's one on USA Today, I think.
All right, let's
I
see
think.
If this one's
that's a different lady, I think.
Oh, it is?
Another one had Noof babies?
What?
The Melanian?
Really?
Oh, wait.
No, Deese babies.
Oh, yeah.
She said Wheat Noof Deese.
She had 9
that's
babies.
A different one, yeah.
Noof is 9.
Right.
Oh, that's a different
she had
one.
10.
She had 10. She had Deese babies. You're right. Noof Deese Sithole. Sitole.
Yes. Let's go.
He threw that at us like he's international man of mystery.
Moroccan.
Sithole. Is this another story? Where
I
we
think. I don't know if it's English, though. I'm
all
not...
right. We'll find out. Damn internet. It's like Brady. It's all over the world. You can never pinpoint where it's coming from. I hate the ones where you can't skip.
I know.
All right, here we go.
African woman gives birth to 10 children, breaks Guinness World Record.
Look at that belly.
Hello, Sani Bonani. Welcome to Tenjiwea TV. A South African woman has given birth to 10 babies, breaking the Guinness World Record held by Malian Halima Sisse, who gave birth to 9 children in Morocco last month. Kawasim Thamara Sitola, aged
13.
Sitola. Still Sithole. Sitola.
He's Thamara, but he's going Sitole.
Who's closer?
Isn't he?
Who's closer?
I'm closer. Sithole's better. I didn't say
Tola.
Closer.
And her first
I'm
name was Tola. Like, her first Sitole. Name was like Guyame.
Look, here's the thing. I'm not saying closer or right.
And it was Guyame, so there's no.
Yeah. Brady, I'm not saying right, wrong, or otherwise. I'm saying, how did you look at Sithole?
Because I knew it wouldn't be pronounced like that,
but it's
you
still
dumb yank.
Funnier than that. It's Sithole. Every time you see Sithole, you say Sithole.
I was so close.
I say Sithole, you say
you
how
said
high.
It like a hillbilly.
That's right.
You said it like an educated
Italian talking about South Africa. You sound dumber.
Whoa, wait a minute.
It does.
Sithole.
She's from South Africa.
I went lay, it was la.
Sithole, maybe. But that's how they would say it in South Africa.
Well, either way, I would have lost. You would have been all over me for saying sit-hole.
Sit-hole rules.
Hey, John, asshole, back off the second best radio personality in the West Valley.
I am second best in the West Valley. He's second best in North Central.
North Central. Pronounce it your West Side way.
Get it straight. I will. And you pronounce it your bougie, wrong Italian, South African way. When we both know it's sit-hole. From here on, you're in America. S-I-T-H-O-L-E
is sit-hole.
You speak American when you're in English.
Right.
Gutentag sent us over a link that actually tells you how to pronounce Abel Sit-hole, whatever.
I know how to say sit-hole.
Yeah, we just heard it from the machine.
Yeah, I've been saying it real good for years. I add another letter. I've been in plenty of people's houses and said it. This place is a sit-hole. I'm not staying
here. Even our president said it about some places, our former president.
He's right.
We've got another lady, Jordan Darian. She shared a little renovation project on her TikTok account. She took 7,700 pennies and glued them to the floor, basically.
Bad idea.
Looks pretty cool, but she didn't realize one of the pennies was, I think, worth $80,000. The whole project cost her about $300 to do.
I've seen it in a bathroom. You ever seen a penny floor? They're the coolest things in the world.
I have.
Yeah, penny bar tops and penny floors are really neat, but they usually use those brand new copper ones because they glow. You don't get those wheat.
Put the urethane finish on them.
P35s.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's neat. It looks great. It looks amazing.
You just put like urethane or something over it, right?
To keep it's like a polymer kind of. Yeah, it's amazing.
It was a 1943 copper alloy penny.
It's had the wheat on the back.
$80,000.
My grandpa used to collect those. He had a bag full of the ones that say 1 cent and have the two wheat stalks on the back of the penny. And they still are. They're still around. Like you can still accidentally get them.
There's a new Kit Kat rolling out. Fruity cereal Kit Kat. Basically fruity pebbles.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Topped with chocolate. It's available now. And if you want a new air freshener, the Mountain Dew Baja Blast air fresheners are now
bad idea.
Your house doesn't smell like Mountain Dew.
You can only get them at Taco Bell. They're in the stores for this summer.
Air fresheners at Taco Bell?
That smells like Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Right. Otherwise known as your trailer smells like a sit-hole.
Sit-hole.
Sit-hole. You were trying to be so...
almost nailed it too, John.
Almost nailed it. Not even close.
I'm not saying sit-hole. Even though this is the same guy that's done the Shathid and Oswepe.
I knew better. It wasn't.
Oswepe.
Oswepe is the
big
one.
My son Oswepe.
Asswipe?
He's from Molongia.
Please bring back the Brady enunciation game.
We do it every day.
They debuted a virtual fashion show the other day online, and you're going to be excited about this. Balenciaga is going to start selling stiletto Crocs.
Oh,
they came
Crocs.
Out with the platform Crocs in a while back, and they went for $850 a pair.
Chad McDaniel says, all those babies popping out, I guarantee you, she's going to lose a couple of them. That thing's going to be a SIDS hole. That's horrible. Well, they got to make that a sturdy heel on a croc because the only ladies I ever see in crocs are over 350 pounds. So that heel better be
or nurses.
Steel.
Let's get to some audio videos.
Yeah, that's true. They wear the good
ones.
They're
all in them, but the good ones. Yeah, there's a difference?
The ones that don't look like Swiss cheese. They actually have like those specially made nurse shoes. They're not attractive, by the way. Even nurses will tell
you. No, those ones aren't either.
No, they're horrible. Anybody in that has diabetes. Or is at least pre-diabetic.
Let's get to some radio videos.
Okay.
The first one is this guy's car getting carjacked. And he gets the carjacker. Because the guy pulls forward and the car...
Oops,
locks up on him. Looks like he goes over a parking block or something, and it gets
high center.
Guy yanks him out of the car
and just starts beating him up.
Oh yeah,
very dangerous. By the way, one of the stories they tell at React Defense was a guy got his car stolen. He was a MMA fighter, super fighter. Chased the guy down, got to the stoplight, Dude shot him. Don't chase your own car down. Let him have it. But this is pretty solid.
Knoxville Police Department spokesperson tells us that Brown was in a barber shop along North Broadway today when he saw someone getting into his
Barone?
Car. KPD tells us he then ran out to intervene when the suspect, who has been identified as 26-year-old Samson Prater,
beat his ass.
Drove over the curb and hit a parked vehicle. That's when Brown pulled Prater
now
out
throws
of
the
car. Haymakers into the kid's melon. And he ain't stopping.
Quote, he got what he had coming to
yes.
him. Hopefully, he won't steal another.
This dude has shivved in prison
Brown's
before.
Car,
did you see the
Knoxville
form
Police
on that?
Department spokesperson tells us that Brown
That's
was
awesome.
In a barbershop on North Broadway today when he saw someone.
How racist is that? They assume he's at a barbershop. There's no barbershop
Getting
there.
Vaccinated.
He was not at a barbershop. That's a business. There's no barbershop in that store.
X1's a quick little
That's,
funny.
Look at that fantastic form of punching.
Yeah, he finished him off.
All right, sorry.
That guy throws his chuck at.
Oh!
Oh. It pretends to throw something out the front door and takes out a Peloton.
Yeah.
Somersault on that 10-speed. Wow. What does he hit? A stick?
Does his wheel
maybe?
Come off or something?
Yeah, just locked up.
Something gets in his
bicycle.
Then.
Oh, man. That is a tough wreck. And all the other bikers going around him. Pretty impressive.
Next one's pretty good police work. Guy's being an idiot at a bar, and this is pretty effective police removal. Getting the guy out of the bar.
Okay.
It's not pulling up. Hang on.
Mr. Brown, who was clearly at a barber shop or something, saw someone stealing his car and performed street justice.
Mr. White was stealing his car.
Mr. White, who was avoiding the barbershop. Mr. Brown and Mr. White. He came out of a full-out six-story building. There's no barbershop there.
Yeah, our internet sucks.
Darn it.
Is this internet? Is it not going?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. It's a naked lady.
Oh, where?
In the toilet. What are we looking at here?
This one. Is it this one?
Okay. What is this one again?
This is a cop removing a drunk guy.
Maybe.
He's an idiot.
Well, what is going on with your computer?
Not my computer. It's the
Nope, that's not it.
Oh, that's just a guy running into one of those punch machines at a bar to see if he can get it up to 1,000
on
Drago.
Got 350.
And his face didn't do the trick. Wow, there's a lot of girls in bikinis on whatever site Toledo's looking
at. Kidding.
Here it is.
Oh, man. It's just a giant
like a mannequin all the way out.
Is this in North Carolina? Or South Carolina, there used to be a cop on live PD that was so big he could pick you up with one hand. That might be him.
Oh my God!
Oh, he ragdolls this.
That's
guy.
A decent looking dude too.
What?
Decent sized dude.
Wow.
It's 14 pounds.
He's the weight I want to be. That's a handsome man. Yeah, the cop just picks him up like he's a Ken doll.
And effortless. Doesn't do anything. Just puts him outside. Here he comes. Get
effortless.
Out.
You stand here now. I don't think I want to play with
that guy.
I think
the guy's trying to film it, too.
Did you guys watch Live PD? Do you remember? When
I used to.
Oh, there's a couple of beasts.
Gigantic cop in the Carolinas. I forgot his name, but holy Moses, was that guy big. He's the biggest person I've ever seen. He'd stand next to people. I'm like, that doesn't even look human. It looks like a video game glitch.
Next one is a girl at like a main event or Dave & Buster's in those little jungle gym areas.
Yeah.
And her friend pushes her through the ropes.
Oh, she's on one of those cargo
net things. Her hair.
Well, yeah, because you got to do your hair before a cargo net walk.
And it's Plinko. Plinko!
Oh, she's down to the floor. All six stories of cargo net.
Got $500.
Went right through. Is that the goal of that?
I don't think so.
What are you supposed to do in that, Jane?
Just in case.
Like, that doesn't seem like anybody would do anything but that.
I think it's for kids only.
Well, kids would slide through faster than her. What is happening? What is the end goal of this six-story cargo net drop? Is to throw you on the floor.
Well, kids are usually able to handle it a little bit better. They climb up there.
I don't see the game.
This is not for adults.
No, it's a weight limit situation. Certainly isn't for her. But if her body goes all the way through those holes, kids will certainly shoot right through. Like they're KY'd through it.
This next one is amazing dog training.
Dog's laying in the street.
Yeah. Now watch this border collie.
On its hind leg, just hopping over the
dog. We're doing dog hurdles.
Look at that. Walking on its hind legs and jumping over.
Now here's. And it's not over, turns around, speeds it up.
Oh my goodness. They're taking over.
Olha pra cá. Coach.
What's he saying, Brady?
That's the dog trainer.
Muito bem, menina.
Henry Cetola.
Boa, menina. Muito bem.
That's amazing. Border Collies are an unbelievable breed of dog. That's incredible. And how do you get the other dogs to just lay there like they're dead? Because they don't budge, right. And this other dog's jumping over them. He's having all the fun.
You could place your dogs like that, couldn't
you? I can
you?
Make them stay put. Well, not with Jack Ham now.
Oh, no.
I never did the place thing with him. He's ruined it. But if I point to a thing and say place, they stay there. I used to have, well, because you get Border Collies and Aussie Shepherds and stuff, they'll do anything you ask. I had my Aussie that used to stand on a fire hydrant, and I'd leave her there for
this last one.
Ever.
It's an amazing, this is a wave pool training. They call it the
Surf Training Center.
The World Surf League is going to start up, and this is a Brazilian surfer. This is the longest pipeline ride I've ever seen.
Because it's stationary.
Keeps going through it.
And it rides like a lake. Isn't that amazing? They built these fake waves.
You can
they
see
can run it all the way down the
weight
edge.
Car that pushes the water forward.
It's like a big train car.
Yep.
Yep. And it makes a big wave. And that's in Florida?
No, that I think this is in Brazil.
Oh. That place is a sit hole. That's incredible. Brett likes that a lot.
Cito,
you just did 20 minutes on sit hole. You didn't giggle once.
He giggled all the time.
I know.
Oh, he laughed the entire time. He likes that stuff. He's a child. Yeah, it was a great moment for Brady.
Sit hole.
My last name is sit hole.
But you're brown. There has to be an accent or something. Otherwise, it's hilarious. Mrs. Shatheed.
Can't take it. My last name is actually pronounced Head.
Oh, I'm not saying like that.
To introduce you to Guy Lincoln Jr.
In Guy? All right. Sit hole is today's word. 979.
It's active now.
It's active now. Sit hole.
I'm getting in.
97936. Don't spell it with an accent.
Yeah, don't put the little thing in
there. Yeah,
the
don't do the thing. I don't know what it's called. It's an accent mark. Don't do that. Straight out American sit hole. That's what we're working on today. Throw it down, 97936, that's where you text that, and we'll get you in the running to be drawn today. So if you get drawn, you get the $50 gift card to Von Hansen's Meat and Spirits, you get tickets to Sebastian Maniscalco, and you are thrown into the pile to possibly win our glorious Man Cave upgrade from Prestige Billiards. They throw in a pool table, ping pong table, they got all that, and then you get Modelo Especial, $150 gift card, and a mini fridge. You can fill that up with a $150 gift card. They give you a table and chairs to sit next to your new pool table, and then, of course, Ace Hardware handing over the Traeger smoker. Easy enough. Sit hole, 97936. There goes your Brady report.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.